Welcome to the Deep Dive, readers.
Great to be here.
Today we're taking a closer look at Warren Adler's High Noon in Hollywood. It's this really unique, darkly hilarious comedy.
Absolutely. It's got quite a bite.
So for those of you who've already met Zane Galvin and his, well, chaotic world, we're going to dig into some of that satirical brilliance.
Yeah, unpack the layers a bit. And if you haven't read it yet, well, hopefully we'll convince you to grab it right away.
It's definitely worth the read. It's just this sharp, kind of unvarnished look at the Hollywood dream, wouldn't you say?
Totally. Seen through Zane's eyes, and his desperation is really what fuels the whole absurd ride.
Okay, let's get into that. Zane Galvin, he's a producer, once successful, now facing, what, $5 million in debt?
Yeah, huge amount. And the irony is it comes from his supposed artistic integrity.
Right. Adler just skewers that whole idea. It's not just noble failure. It's this, like, spectacular crash. Remember Drowned Rats?
Oh, how could anyone forget? That review, pure giraffe dung. Ouch!
Exactly. So his artistic ideals just slam right into Hollywood's bottom line.
And that sets up the dark humor perfectly. You know, the self-deception that runs rampant there.
And that reality, it's so transactional. It's brutal.
Yeah, as Zane tries to scramble for cash, everyone's got an angle. His old associate, Spitzer.
There's nothing above business.
Yeah.
So cold.
It really is. And then there's Myers, right? After years of kickbacks from Zane.
Gives him like $400, treats him like a maitre d'. It's humiliating.
It just highlights how those gifts were always just commissions. It's all business. No real loyalty there.
So Zane gets desperate, really desperate, and cooks up this bank robbery plan.
Yeah.
Tunneling through a storm sewer.
I mean, it's completely out there, but that's where the dark comedy really shines, with the crew he assembles.
Yeah, the crew. Let's talk about him.
You've got Muchias, the director. He's just a bundle of nerves, right?
Totally neurotic. I dreamed I was in prison. I had an orgasm. What?
Yeah, and then Becker, the writer, who sees everything as a movie cliche.
We're all cliches, the disgruntled Hollywood intellectual. He's almost too self-aware.
Almost. And contrasting them, you have Onesimo, the gardener. He's sort of the pragmatic one.
Yeah, his perspective is so down to earth, it just makes the Hollywood guys seem even more delusional. It's pretty funny, actually.
But that Hollywood ambition, it infects everyone. Even Mim, Zane's girlfriend.
Ah, Mim, her career decision.
Right. She ditches Zane in the heist, not seeing it as betrayal, just business. Especially with those phony jewels she takes.
It leads Zane to realize, doesn't it, that everyone's just out for themselves.
Pretty much. Even Onesimo, the supposed common man, he legally validates his share of the loot.
Becomes a co-movie producer, amigo. A king of shit heap down in Mexico.
Yeah, the irony is thick. Even he wants to jump out of the category, get his piece of the pie.
And the heist itself, the aftermath, is peak dark comedy.
Oh, definitely. The bank plays down the robbery, says it's nearly $100,000.
Peanuts, just to save face, right? When millions were actually taken.
It's hilarious in a bleak way, and the real kicker.
Everyone gets credit for the movie about the heist.
Exactly. Story by, co-producer.
Yeah.
The actual money almost becomes irrelevant, or just gets laundered into legitimacy for others.
And look at the characters later. Blandish, working fast food, still talking class.
Yeah, and Mim, chasing stardom with fake jewels, still saying, I love you, Zane. Delusion runs deep.
It circles back to Zane's final thought, doesn't
yeah.
it? About movie stardom.
A ticket to paradise, worth all demeaning sacrifice. Even though the era of the enduring star was dead, it's poignant.
This book really is a masterclass in dark comedy. It just lays bare that absurd, self-serving Hollywood underbelly.
Adler created this world where loyalty is just transactional. Dreams are just something to exploit. And maybe the biggest crime is just failing, you know, failing at your own delusion.
So we're left thinking, right? In this world of bad taste and where the dick still ruled, as Adler puts it.
Yeah, can anyone really escape that pull of ambition, no matter how messed up the journey gets?
If you haven't read High Noon in Hollywood, seriously, pick it up. It's a wild, funny, dark, and surprisingly insightful ride.
It really nails that raw chase for dick and money. Money and dick. That's Hollywood, according to Adler.